Hey, world.
What's going on, world?
How you guys doing? Well, I guess you guys can't really answer that, but I hope that everyone who's listening is doing well. I am Danny.
And I'm your boy, TJ.
And this is, of course, another episode of Lover's Quarrel.
Lover's Quarrel.
So, let me start by asking you, how are you, my love?
My love? Is that what you're calling them?
Well, they're lovers. You can be my love.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure. I thought you were talking to the to our fans.
I already asked them.
Our lovers. Sorry, I'm doing well. How's everything? How are you doing?
I'm okay. That's, you know, working hard and trying to be all that I can be, I guess.
Well, I can definitely understand that. How's teaching?
Teaching is exhausting, but it was a short week this week, so I'm not complaining. We gotta. A pseudo long weekend, so any day that you don't have to be in front of the kids is the easiest day to teach, in my opinion. So, I'm taking it for what I can get.
Well, kudos to you and all those teachers out there. I don't think I have patience for it.
Well, we appreciate it. I just wish it reflected in our damn paychecks, but that's neither here nor there. So, a lot has gone on in the last week.
It has.
It's been real heavy. Like, I mean, when I try to think back from last Thursday, like, I can't really remember, like, one bit of, like, funny or even upbeat news, because the world is, like, that we're in is, it's a pretty crummy place, but.
Yeah, it's been a lot of up and downs, a lot of deaths and a lot of just negative. You know, NBA season started back up, and that's great and,
congratulations.
Exciting. And then Gordon Harewood, like, breaks his ankle. Like, the first couple of minutes, like.
I have no interest in witnessing that or watching that.
Oh, it was crazy. I was on the phone with my mom, and I was screaming. She was like, oh, my God, what happened? I'm like, nah, I just seen his whole ankle go crazy. And then Jeremy Lin hurt his knee. So that's two players in the first three nights out for the season.
It's a rough day in the world of the NBA, I guess. I mean, I just, watching somebody break a bone or something get dislocated, it just makes your entire skin crawl. And I mean, it is terrible for them. And I mean, I guess the NBA season is going to be kind of interesting anyway, because you got all these super teams and everybody's going to play with their friends. And, then the rest of the teams, I don't know what happens with them. But
I don't think they're playing with their friends. Only people playing with their friends is your man Bron and Golden State.
Okay, well, that's two.
Yeah, so it's not a lot of super teams, but good shot at.
You know what?
I try to be.
I'm not going to argue with you because, you're going to just assume that I'm not in the know. But, I mean, hey, I know my good friend LeBron said that there's, a lot of super teams going on.
Is that what he said?
He did tell me.
Okay.
So, you're not privy to our relationship.
No, I mean, listen.
Our calls are private.
Okay.
Events. So, anyway, moving right along. Let's just jump into the news. So, it wouldn't be a week in America if there wasn't something Donald Trump related for us to talk about. But this is kind of like Donald Trump adjacent. Mark Cuban, and which I think most of us are all familiar with, he's on Shark Tank. He owns the Dallas Mavericks.
He does.
Just all around, white people wealth right there. He started talking about what, basically once Donald Trump got elected president, everybody that was as a celebrity that thinks that they have a shot at politics, and Mark Cuban is one of them. And he was talking about how if he would run for president, he would seriously consider running for president if he was single, because he has a family, he has three kids. And, in 2020, where the opportunity would first present itself, that if he were to run, two of his three children would be high school age, or teenagers, excuse me, and that there's just so much scrutiny that they're put under. And, I guess this is news, because, Mark Cuban has been a vehement, opponent to Donald Trump, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to see Mark Cuban be anybody's president.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, he's a self-made billionaire. He's a Republican, but,
Is he?
He is.
thought he was a Democrat.
No. If I'm mistaken, he's a Republican. Mm-hmm. I think for him, it's like, if Donald Trump can do it, I can definitely do a better job. I mean.
But that shouldn't be the criteria.
I mean, but.
It's not like I can do it. If this dumbass could do it, I can do it.
Well, I mean, he may have good political ideas.
I don't know. I think if this is the stance that you're taking at the thought of being president, imagine what's going to happen if he actually does try to run. And it's just going to bring more people out the woodwork.
I mean,
you got The Rock talking about it.
But why not? You know, I think when Barack did it, it was kind of like, oh shit, we have an African American finally did it. But mm-hmm. with Donald Trump, it's kind of like, yo, really anybody can be president. Like, really anybody who's able to hit all the requirements can really run the country. You know what I mean? So I think with that idea, you have to really take that into consideration.
Yeah, I mean, I get it on one hand, because I know, listen, we grow up telling kids all the time, anyone can be president. You can grow up and be president. But let's be real. Everybody can't and should not be president, not just because they don't fit the criteria, but just because they would be terrible at the job.
Well, but Donald you don't Trump know.
Is terrible at this job.
We knew that he would be terrible. You don't know Mark Cuban's going to be terrible.
How do I know he isn't?
I mean, how do we know that Barack Obama wasn't going to be?
Because he was an actual politician. He'd served.
So that's the only way. So to be a president, you have to be a politician.
Not necessarily, but there's
been people who've been politicians and they were terrible presidents. So
absolutely, but I dare say that having experience,
I would take Mark Cuban right now over taking Donald Trump.
I mean, anybody would take.
Well, you wouldn't. You would rather have experience. I'm just saying, if the Republicans like Mark Cuban enough that it will take away Donald Trump, then I would support it. Just me personally.
I mean, listen, I know anything could be better than Donald Trump.
I think that he'll be smarter, and you know, I think that he would really try to make a difference.
I'll see.
We're just going by personalities. You knew who Donald Trump was. He showed y'all who he was from the beginning, from the mm-hmm. Apprentice days. He's always showed everyone who he was. Everyone laughed him off, and everybody was like, oh, there's no way he'll win, and that's the reason why he won. He won because people slept on him.
And racism.
Well, I mean, America is built on racism, so it's...
This is true. We can agree on that. And moving right along, so it actually kind of ties back to you talking about the NBA. I think you would call him one of your favorite coaches, Greg Popovich.
Definitely, probably my favorite coach.
Yeah, he's the Spurs head coach, right?
Yes.
See, here I am knowing what I'm talking about.
Debatable.
You're a hater. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, so Pop, as they so lovingly call him, was known to be, I think he's really like stoic. Like, apparently, like, he's really quiet, right?
For the most part.
But then, like, if you ask him about Donald Trump, you want to get Greg Popovich to go on a. Watch my tongue. You want to get him to go on a tangent to ask him about Donald Trump, and that somebody did, and he was like, and he went ahead and said, I've been amazed and disappointed by so much of what the president has said and his approach to running this country, which seems to be one of just a never-ending divisiveness. But his comments today about those who have lost loved ones in time of war and his lies, that previous presidents, Obama and Bush, never contacted their families are so beyond the pale, I don't even almost have the words. And he said, this man in the Oval Office is a soulless coward who thinks that he can only become large by belittling others. Damn.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, listen, I've loved Pop. Always thought he was a great coach. He runs a great program. And when he does talk, it is always kind of like, oh, shit.
Yeah, something good to say.
Always. Always. When he's talking about something that's like, of like substance,
mm-hmm.
So I think he hit it on the head, you know, and I think it's great that him being a Caucasian male is speaking against it, you know.
Yeah, it makes me think of what Charlamagne the God says, which is like, how white people need to use their privilege to like bring to the forefront the issues of those, the disenfranchised, of the minorities, of those people who are, you know, marginalized. And Greg Popovich saying what he said, it means something. And I think, you know, I think I read too that he's, you know, from a military background as well. So the comments that he's referring to are about the widow of the soldier who died in Niger this past week. He was one of, I believe, four soldiers who died on a mission. And Donald Trump spoke to the wife on the phone as they were on their way to the to meet the body as it was being returned. And she was on the phone. She had him on speakerphone because she was in the car. And apparently Donald Trump said something to the effect of that the soldier who just gave his life for his country, his service to his country, that, you know, he knew what he signed up for. Like, what? Like,
yeah. But this is what people voted for. And, you know, I think it's crazy. You know, he has probably the worst PR team.
Because no one can control
him. In America. Like,
no control. He's like,
where's the checks and balances at? Like, I'm just surprised that he's able to do what he's able to do. And it hasn't been like the Republican Party has no backbone. No one has said, you know what? This is enough is enough.
Paul Ryan, that's what we're talking
enough
about.
Enough is enough. Like,
yeah.
No one says anything.
Because they don't, they're so worried about getting their policy through that they're willing to let a bold-faced, narcissistic sociopath be president. Like, he is, if Donald Trump wasn't born with a silver spoon up his butt, he...
Up his butt?
Yes.
I thought it was in his mouth. I thought...
It's up his butt.
Okay.
If he wasn't, he would be on an episode of one of my true crime podcasts that I listen to about how he's like sliced and diced somebody, or he would have been like American Psycho, like a Wall Street guru who like beheads chicks in his spare time. He is a sociopath and he's a narcissist, and that makes him so very dangerous. Like, we're literally giving like a toddler the new codes, and that's what we're dealing with right now. So I agree with Greg Popovich, soulless coward. If I believe 100% that he said what he said to that widow, and is now trying to backpedal and explain away why he said what he said. Point is that you said it, and
you said that the whole Obama thing.
Which one?
No, well, when he said Obama and Bush never called soldiers, and then he backtracked on that and was like, or so I've been told.
He's such a liar. But, he's like worse than my kids.
But as a president, like presidents, they have like their own fraternity. Like, you don't throw the other president under the bus, even though he does all the time. Like, any chance he can go at Obama, but he's going to go at Obama.
The other living presidents don't even bang with him.
Yeah.
Bush Senior, Bush Junior, Clinton, and Obama, they look at him like he's the stinky kid in class. Like, they don't come anywhere near him. And they didn't even see it for each other, those presidents. But they at least say, like, okay, at least we are normal. Donald Trump is exhausting and going to get somebody killed one day. If he hasn't already, mm-hmm. to an extent. But I'm all...
Off him?
I'm all orange Cheetoed out.
Are we off him now?
Off him. Move on to the next nonsense.
Is it getting hot in here?
Don't take off all your clothes, y'all. Because... this one is a messy, messy situation. So Nelly, Cornell Hayes Jr.
Yeah, he used to wear the little eyebrow, the little band-aid.
Yeah, he had a razor bump or something.
It wasn't a razor bump.
Was it a pimple?
No, that's terrible. It was like a dedication for, I think, like his brother or somebody.
I legitimately thought he had a cut under his eye.
No.
Okay, well, you know what? I wasn't focused on the right things back then. But this is, you know, again, not necessarily the most lighthearted of stories. But so Nelly got accused in at least the last 3 weeks. He's gotten accused of raping a 21-year-old girl on his tour bus. And I think what was ill about this was that when everybody, like, this is not the first time we've heard a celebrity be accused of something inappropriate and something as horrific as rape. But it is the first time that, like, I've ever, in like all the years I've known Nelly as a famous rapper, that I've ever heard him quote up at anything negative.
At all.
So like that adds to his, like, people are in disbelief about it, you know, because they're like, Nelly never did anything or whatever. And it's just,
it's an accusation.
It is an accusation.
And with those accusations, I'm not saying that whatever the accusation is, isn't true or not true. But if I was to throw an accusation out there, it could possibly stick on somebody, you know? So saying that to say, like, although it's like, oh my God, I can't believe it's Nelly. Anyone can throw an accusation out there that can stick, especially something like rape. Rape is one of those. Rape, domestic violence. Those are pretty much like big ones. Like when you say that, abusing children, when you say those things,
people don't let go of those.
Cops is there.
On it, airs perk up, of course. And I think the thing too, but then the ill thing about what's happening with this one is that the accuser, what's his name? Nelly is the accused. So the accuser, she like sent a press release through her lawyer basically saying that she did not want to like pursue the investigation anymore. She wasn't willing to testify. And because she knew that being a victim of a celebrity, that she wasn't going to see any justice, that she knew that, you know, she was already being, you know, under much scrutiny, and she was being harassed and texted all the time, and, you know, the officers didn't help her, and she felt like they couldn't help her, and she's just basically like, why bother? Because she knows that she's not going to be believed.
See, that's kind of crazy. Like,
and now other people want an apology.
Yeah. Well, I've heard that. I don't think he did it.
It's so weird.
He came out too fast with the, like,
vehement, like,
I didn't do this. Like, typically, they'd be like, go through my, like, Usher still hasn't come out and said, I don't have herpes.
I got cooties.
So, if you know, the fact that he came out, the fact that she backtracked, it kind of reminded me of the movie A Life of David Gale. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, she falsified it. Fucked up David's life and then apologized.
But see, she's not admitting that the rape didn't happen. See, that's the thing. It's kind of like a tricky situation because on one hand, what if she is telling the truth? Because it is true that you're not going to be believed over somebody who's been beloved for all intents and purposes for their entire career for the most part. And then, you know, how do you stand up to that and all that money that's behind him? But then on the flip side, it's like, what if, you know... If she positioned it that way to evoke sympathy.
What would Liv do?
Liv? Oh, like Olivia Pope?
That's VU.
Oh, Olivia, that Liv. Whatever. Those are some important Livs. Because it's Olivia Pope and Olivia Benson.
Who's Olivia Pope?
Scandal.
Nobody watches Scandal.
I'm going to curse. You are a fucking liar.
Who watches Scandal still?
Millions of people.
You don't.
I have things going on right now.
All right, well, Scandal, what's the thing? Empire, all the same shit. Trash.
That is...
Trash.
Totally incorrect. Trash. You're trash.
Okay, I'll take that, but that's trash.
No, it's not trash.
Who still watches it? That's why it's on this final season.
No, because they're ending on top. They're trying not to jump
ABC the shark. ABC cannot wait to get rid of that shit.
First of all, anything Shonda Rhimes comes up with, ABC is salivating over. So that's why she's got like four shows.
Can we get back on to Nelly?
Okay. Nelly, I hope that you didn't do this. But just to cover both sides, if you did, oh, yeah. That's just
not. I just feel like, why come out and say it and then take it back?
Well, she's just not taking it back, though.
She's saying she doesn't trust the system, and the system isn't going to bail her
because she's not a celebrity.
Her name never came out. We don't know who she is.
This is true. I don't know if she's a 20-something college student.
So that's all we know, is that she's a college student.
But she said somebody was blowing up her phone after she made the...
Probably whoever she told her she had sex with, Nelly, and then maybe she had a boyfriend or something.
I heard he threw a $100 bill at her and put her off the bus. That might have been. So it could have been like vengeance. I don't know what to believe. I just know that.
I think she lied. And when she lied and he came strong as fuck, she was like, oh, this is real. Let me backtrack.
Sucks. Well, whatever that situation is, I just hope it comes to a resolution. I don't want to say that I want one person to be right or wrong, but I hope that it gets resolved quickly and accurately. But
on to the next. Which university? So Cleveland State University, there was a flyer handed out for the LGBT community promoting suicide. Saying like 34% of trans people attempt suicide, 30% suicides are LGBT related, over 40% of bisexual people considered suicide, and it pretty much was just like, it shows a person with the LGBT colors in the middle hanging, and this was posted on the university. Now,
on like a
Like an actual flyer, like on the bulletin boards for whoever's, you know, gone to college, been in the college, you know, they have the bulletin boards.
Yeah.
They were posting there. And where is it at? Oh, and then with it, that the heading said, follow your fellow faggots. So
tell them to go kill themselves.
Tell them to kill themselves.
I blame Trump. I know we said we're done talking about him, but he makes them feel empowered.
But the crazy thing was when the university said that they pulled it, they said the reason why they pulled it was because it didn't go through proper channels to be put up. Mm-hmm. So the university is getting like backlash, like, what do you mean? So I'm not sure if it was like kind of like it's a free speech type of thing, or, you know, instead of saying this should have never been put up because this is a terrible thing.
Exactly. It's more like you just didn't follow the guidelines.
Yeah. Somebody just went to jail for like telling someone to like commit suicide. It was like a few months ago, a woman, she told like her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend to like kill himself. And she got like jail time for telling him.
Because he was in the garage, right?
Yeah. Because she was on the phone with him. Instead of her calling the cops, she was just like, kill yourself.
She wanted the sympathy factor.
And he killed himself, and she wound up like getting like, I think 2 years in jail for it. So saying that to say, people are going to jail for this now. Mm-hmm. And the fact that the university is just like, oh, they should have followed procedures. It's missing the SGA affiliation.
Oh my God. Yeah, we need a stamp of approval. I think it's just unfortunate and so awful because it's like, those are the same reasons why, like, you know, especially college. Like, college is supposed to be the beginning of like opening your eyes up to the rest of the world in a lot of ways. And if this is happening on college campuses, like, what am I supposed to tell my kids? It's like, you can go to college, and once you're, like, openly gay, like, you won't have the same issues because everybody will be so focused on this, you know? But screw those people who did that. It's a special place in hell for them. And speaking of special places in hell, people are going to have to move over and make space for Hazel E., from Love and Hip Hop. So did you hear about what happened?
I heard about it, but I didn't. So I know that she was beefing with Baltimore's own
Jess Hilarious.
And Jess Hilarious, you know, she makes videos or whatever.
She's on Wildin' Out now, or was, whatever.
Yeah, she is on Wildin' Out. But, you know, she's Instagram famous, and now Wildin' Out, but she's Instagram famous. So I seen that, and I know that they were beefing or whatever, but what else happened? Something new?
So, Hazel and I'm laughing because we could talk about Donald Trump and Hazel E in the same breath, but Hazel E from Love and Hip Hop.
Do you blame Donald Trump for Hazel E too?
I think that he should take that out, yes.
Okay.
So, anyway, Hazel E has a boyfriend, I guess, named Rose Burgundy, who she looked like she was treating him like a toddler the one time I saw him on Love and Hip Hop. But anyway, so they're dating, Hazel and Rose. So Jess Hilarious basically made it a point to say that Rose might be gay, or I guess was, you know, insinuating that he is gay, basically. But So Jess posted the screenshot of this guy named Cam Yancey and shows like Rose apparently in his DMs and trying to hit on him and all this other stuff. And then Hazel E just kind of goes off, or Rose goes off first, and he's, you know, talks about how people are questioning his manhood, or he has to defend it. And he's, you know, in defending his manhood, he bashed the gay community, saying, "I hope all gays die and go to hell." And then Hazel chimes in and comments and agrees, and it's like, "Burn in hell, just like God said in the Bible."
Okay.
That was just the beginning. So now she's doing anti-gay stuff, but is with a woman. Oh, sorry, no, I'm getting her mixed up with Moniece. I'm thinking about, I'm getting all my Love and Hip Hop characters mixed up.
I see.
No, oh my God, there's too many of them on there. But anyway, so Hazel chimes in, she co-signs for him, and then she talks about, she has an anti-gay rant, but then she has a racist rant, even though she is a woman of color, about, she posts the picture of all of her, like, brown skin to darker skin co-stars, and she starts calling them, like, little black bitches, and how they need to like stop trying to bleach their skin, trying to be like her, and how, you know, she's gonna ruin them and all this other stuff. And there's just, first of all, so many things wrong with this situation. You're being anti, you're being homophobic, you're being racist, you're being in some ways sexist, I would almost even go to argue to say. But
how sexist?
Because she's demeaning or diminishing the women, other women, like, you know, like, so, are trying to, yeah, basically, yeah, she's demeaning other women. So, I feel like in some way it's kind of like this self-hating or self-imposed sexism against other women.
I mean, ultimately, I mean, gay bashing is wrong, so that's it. I just seen what he posted.
It was like a burning flag, right?
Yeah, like a gay flag.
Yes.
That means he's gay.
You think it means he's gay?
They mean... That's him just, you know.
Doth protest too much.
That sounds very fancy. Whatever you just
Shakespeare.
Said. Oh. I got me a smart one, guys. This is too much. For social media is the devil. That's where we're going to start off at. Social media is the devil. Reality TV show. Mona Scott is the devil.
Okay. So then what's social media? The devil's playground?
They're the devil together. Like, they tag team. Even though, you know what I mean, there'd be people who be, like, dragging people on. The internet is still undefeated.
Yes.
You know, so, but it's too much. Like, you have a platform for being nobodies.
They're so messy.
And, yeah.
And, like, I think this season of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood was, like, there were 47 cast members this
season. I wasted my time. Like, why? After watching, I'm just like, yo, why am I still watching this shit? Like,
you did.
Like, it's so much other shit I can be watching on television, and I'm watching this. Like, my brain cells is just, it can't lose anymore. Like,
you could be watching Stranger Things with me.
I'm not watching that. I'm good.
It's an amazing show. I just finished Steven Universe. Season 3, so I have to wait until that one comes back out, too. But there's just so many other better things to be watching. You could
watch Paint Dry. You could be watching that.
That's true. Paint Dry. Water Boiling. That's another one.
That's a good one.
But you would be better served watching your reruns of The Wire 18 times a day than watching Love and Hip Hop.
I mean, every time I rewatch The Wire, though, like, I still be learning some, like, new shit.
Yeah,
like,
I'm saying, because that's a good show. Like, it's better to watch something that you've seen. It's a great show.
Maybe it may be top five, like, Dead or Alive.
It could be.
No, not could be.
I would say definitely top 10.
No, it's
scripted dramas.
Definitely top five.
Top five. Okay.
Definitely top five.
I bet you some people would say Scandal's in there.
Fuck no. Ain't no way.
You're a hater.
No, I'm not hating. I'm just saying Scandal is...
Millions of people watch Scandal. Just because I don't have the energy to watch Scandal right now.
Scandal to me is...
Doesn't mean it's not great.
Scandal, Love and Hip Hop, same shit.
There is a dramatic effect to it.
Same shit.
No, not the same.
Same thing. But anyway,
I digress. Hazel Lee needs to go... Is going straight to hell. If Mona Scott is the devil, then Hazel Lee is her... assistant, her sergeant at arms, whatever you want to call it.
I just think that we as people give them too much power, and we allow them to be bigger than what they are.
I think ignorant people make them bigger than what they are. Because I just feel like...
We watch it. We watch it. We feed into it.
Yes, our viewership does feed into it, yes.
I think we need to just boycott this shit. Stop watching this shit. Like, nothing is positive about them. The most positive thing about Love and Hip Hop was fucking Cardi B.
Shout out to Cardi B.
That's the only thing that was positive.
I agree.
Other than that, it's we're always making a fool of ourselves, and there's always drama and fighting and
Z-list celebrities.
Who got a bag? Because I got a bag, and like it's so much other shit out. Like that's not real. That's like this is not the real world. The real world is people really out there getting it, and when you're getting it, mm-hmm. you don't talk about what you have.
But I think that's the reason why they're even there in the first place because.
Because people want to see messy stuff. That's that. Yeah. They're there because people want to see messy stuff,
uh-huh.
and they're willing to sell their soul to be messy.
Yeah, everybody wants to be able to look at somebody else and be like, "Hey, I am not
as bad as them."
Exactly.
But yeah, but
like, I know.
But you're watching them, so you are.
She Hazel E lets me know that I am a better human being than her.
Yeah, but you're watching her. You're giving her power.
Well, actually, you're feeding her. You're watching her because you DVR Love and Hip Hop.
Yes, I have.
You do.
I have.
We just watched the finale. So.
Yeah, meaning that in the past.
Oh, so as of like today.
Yeah, because you just co-signed that. I said I'm done watching it. So.
Okay. Fair enough. Well, I think. That about wraps it up for our hot topics, our news reel for this week. So we're going to go ahead and take a break and give you a word from our sponsors.
Hey, friend, it's time for you to ditch those workout gloves and get the grip and wrist support you deserve. What do you suggest? You need to get the Gaines Load and Lock Grips by Gaines Sports Gear. They are more durable than gloves, have a non-slip grip pad that provides grip support and added wrist support, unlike your traditional workout gloves, and will protect your hands from calluses. Do they come in different colors? Not only do they come in different colors, but they are available for men and women. Do yourself a favor. Go to GainesSportsGear.com. And remember, a better grip equals a better lift. Embrace the process.
And lovers, don't forget, if you go to GainsSportsGear.com, remember G-A-I-N-Z, SportsGear.com, and enter the code LOVERS10 with an S on the end, you'll get 10% off your first purchase.
10% off. Embrace the process.
Yes. I'm embracing all of it. Because the struggle is real.
What struggle?
Man, life is a struggle. And
is it?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It's a beautiful struggle, though, right?
I didn't say that, but tell me about the struggle.
I'm tired.
I'm tired?
Yes, I work really hard.
You do?
I try my best, but...
Mother, teacher, full-time worker, student, full-time student.
Yeah. Who told me to do all that?
Wife, all that.
Yeah, just on weekends, though. Mm-hmm. That's my part-time gig.
What, being a wife?
Sometimes.
I mean, that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes, you know, but.
But yeah, I mean, I know sometimes I'm not everything you need me to be, but at least that's between you and I and our, you know, millions of listeners here. But
the millions?
Yeah, I'm trying to project. I'm trying to, not to project, I'm trying to speak it into existence. But.
Speak what? I'm confused.
That will have millions of listeners.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, well, you're always the brains of the operation, so.
Sometimes. Well, folks, we've actually entered my favorite segment of the show, quite honestly. We are in our lover's quarrel. Fight. So, the focus of today, or actually the topic, I should say, is this one that kind of came up with a friend of mine that, you know very well, too. And she and I were talking, and we came to the topic about bad-mouthing your partner and or your ex. So, here's a hypothetical. You're in a relationship.
Right.
And, you know, you and I know better than anybody. Couples do not always see it for each other. We know how to push each other's buttons.
95% of the time.
Exactly. We know how to make each other crazy.
Exactly.
And you just, in general, frustrate the hell out of your partner. But sometimes you need to talk to somebody about it. But the question then becomes is like, should you talk negatively about your partner to somebody else outside of your relationship? Because how does that make you look, or how does that make your relationship look in the long run? So, I mean, what do you think?
Yes and no. I mean, sometimes you may badmouth somebody, and that's just, you know, you have that friend who knows your relationship. They know your relationship. They know both parties, and they know how both parties work. So with that, it makes it like, you know. But I don't agree with bad mouth. You don't want to say something or do something that now that someone else knows, they can throw it back at you or be like, yeah, you just said you don't fuck with this person and now you with them.
Yeah, you start to look like a fool, honestly, because what happens if, like, you know, you're bad mouthing this person, you're talking crap about them, or you're venting to the wrong person, and then the next second you see them with that person, and you're like, why are you just talk cash shit about them and about how miserable they make you, and yet you're holding hands in the mall.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why you got to have like a friend that you can, who's not going to judge you if you're going to talk about somebody. Now the whole ex thing, I didn't understand. Like, are you saying, like, don't badmouth your ex if you're going to get back with them type situation? Or?
Yeah. Okay. That's what I kind of get. Because you just look like Boo-Boo the Fool.
Yeah. No, definitely.
But I don't know. I think I agree, though, in that sense. Like, you do need to have somebody to talk to, but you got to be careful because people are haters. And even the best people with the best of intentions aren't always fans of your relationship. They might seem like they are. They might be interested in what you're doing and where you're going. But that's because they're laying in wait. Because they just want to... And I'm not... And this... Let me back up. You definitely... I'm not saying to say that anybody who's single is a hater or anything like that. Because I have single friends. I have friends in short-term, long-term relationships. And married friends. And divorced friends. But the point is that you can't be too sure about who you're telling your business to, meaning when you're frustrated with somebody, TJ's right, you need to have a secure person who's secure in themselves, who's secure in their own relationship or singlehood, who you can talk to and basically confide in. Because, I'm sorry, in all relationships, we all need somebody to talk to. But it's just about also picking and choosing what you vent. Because while I have definitely... Talk to my friends about things that are going on in my relationship with TJ, I don't give up all the details. I don't tell them every little nitty gritty. It may be a little surface thing. Maybe it was like, oh, we fussed over who's cooking dinner. But I'm not going to sit here and talk trash about him. And then people are like, well, then why are you still with him? Because that only not makes that me bad mouthing him doesn't make just him look stupid. It makes me look stupid. So,
facts.
I mean, I guess I kind of got a little long-winded there. I'm a little passionate about that.
I mean, well,
just be mindful about who you talk to. Like, we all have our people who we vent to, but you just can't vent to everybody about your significant other because either they are low-key hating on you or they're judging you because they're like, why are you with this person?
I mean, ultimately, you know, I think some certain things you should keep to yourself 100%. But sometimes, again, you are going to need to vent.
Agree.
And, you know, when venting, like I said, you got to know who you're telling because you don't want that to be thrown at you. Feel me?
It definitely can be thrown back in your face. And
yeah,
I can't reiterate it anymore. Like, you run the risk of making yourself look stupid more than anybody else because... Why keep running back to somebody if you always have an issue with them?
Yeah, it's like people who blast their relationship online and all the other stuff, but you still talking to them. Or, you know what I mean? You're always talking about your significant other to other people, like, this person's a dog, or this person did this, he don't pay his child support, he don't do this, mm-hmm. but then you're with him. Like, you look stupid.
Agreed. So that's what I've been trying to drive home with our folks, our lovers here.
Lovers, you like it.
I'm liking it. I am trying to build a brand here.
That sounds so superficial.
I know. It's growing on me a little bit.
I mean, it's dope. Just you can say it's dope. Something, you know.
I will reserve judgment for that at a later time.
You're a hater.
I mean, call me what you want.
I will. I'm gonna call you a hater. But on that note, I think that's it.
Yep.
We want to thank everybody for listening, tuning in. Follow us on IG, Lovers Quarrel Show. Twitter, Lovers Quarrel 7.
Number of completion.
Yeah, all that good jazz. You can send us an email at loversquarrelshow@gmail.com.
Correct the mundo.
You know, send your questions. You know, maybe your question can be a lover's quarrel.
Help us help you. And with that being said, I'm Danny.
And I'm TJ.
And this has been another episode of Lover's Quarrel. We fuss.
We fight.
But we love.
And she cries.
Mm-hmm.